The committee, which started its inquiry on Tuesday, listened to families who blamed the deaths of their relatives on unattended explosives around British training camps. The lawmakers also had complaints of abuses at the hands of British officers, including mistreatment, torture and unlawful detention and killings. The committee chair, Nelson Koech, outlined some of the other complaints they had from Laikipia and Samburu residents.
We've listened to people from different areas to Loldega Hills, where, you know, it's believed that officers from British Army lit fire, were burning a vegetation and an entire conservancy and driving animals out of the conservancy to the where the human population is, because many people have been maimed or killed by animals that now are under distress because of the training that is happening in those grounds, to many other allegations of, you know, water becoming heavily polluted, people now starting to get effects from the fire and having chest problems.
In March 2021, a British training exercise caused a fire in the Loldaiga Conservancy that lasted for several days. Local activist James Mwangi wondered why the British Army was allowed to train in water catchment areas with dangerous weapons.
Loldaiga
supports so many water streams, he says. Why are they allowing the army to train with chemical and poisonous weapons that they don't know how to use? He asks. The inquiry was prompted by a petition to the parliament from the Kenya National Commission on Human Rights. Kenya has a defence cooperation agreement with the British government that allows up to 10,000 soldiers per year to conduct exercises in the East African nation. According to the Kenyan government, the presence of the British Army Training Unit in Kenya, or BATUK, provided 3,000 people with jobs and contributed $45 million to the economies of Isiolo, Laikipia and Samburu. Koech says the parliamentarians will listen to all those who allegedly suffered from British Army activities and other government agencies to verify any abuses and human rights violations. Mohamed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.